That was the fundamental principle Jobs and I've shared. Design was not just about what a product looked like on the surface. It had to reflect the product's essence. In most people's vocabularies, design means veneer, Jobs told Fortune shortly after retaking the reins at Apple. But to me, nothing could be further from the meaning of design. Design is the fundamental soul of a man-made creation that ends up expressing itself in successive outer layers. As a result, the process of designing a product at Apple was integrally related to how it would be engineered and manufactured. I've described one of Apple's Power Macs. "We wanted to get rid of anything other than what was absolutely essential," he said. "To do so required total collaboration between the designers, the product developers, the engineers, and the manufacturing team. We kept going back to the beginning again and again. Do we need that part? Can we get it to perform the function of the other four parts?"